Hi, Eric.
Hi, Mauricio.
Morning,
Danger.
Morning, old man. Happy TGIF, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Moonchild, welcome.
Hi, Moonchild. Welcome, BWP. Mauricio. I like that name.
Everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. I had my mic turned off.
Happy Friday. Oh, is that why you were so quiet? I'm like, he's being rude. You were just talking away.
I was totally not ready at all this morning. I was busy reading
Are you ever ready, old man?
Well, I was worse this morning.
Uh-oh.
I was busy reading about donkeys. I kept sending you those clips on donkeys.
On asses?
Yes.
Ass. Yes. It's National Asses Day. National, what is it saying? What is the word? Yeah, Feast of Asses Day. Yes, donkeys.
Feast of asses.
Yes, donkeys.
Asses,
but there are
asses,
a lot
donkeys.
Of the other ones out there too, Brina. Hi, Tuttles.
Good morning, Tuttles.
Nice to see you, my friend.
Yeah, donkeys. And it was interesting. I mean, it was some interesting stuff I was reading.
Uh-huh.
And I was copying and sending you all this stuff, you know, all this information. Like, the domestic donkey is called ass or donkey. But wild asses are rarely called donkeys. Donkeys are a breed.
A
I mean,
Jenny and a this and a that.
Yeah. And in simpler words, burros, or like the Spanish, burros, asses or jackasses, are the few ways to call a donkey a jack or a Jenny. And Jack and Jenny are two official assigned terms. Male donkeys
Mr. T.
Jacks, whereas the females are Jennies. Now, I've heard both those terms dealing with donkeys. I have. Burros, asses.
I think you told me it was a Jenny, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you might have told me that.
And jackasses are just a few ways livestock keepers used to refer to their male donkeys. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know when.
Slow ass, get over there like that, Jenny, and get to work.
Exactly. And that's why they referred to people called, that's why they call people jackasses.
Hi, John Cat.
Jackass means a male donkey. You know, you can't. I mean, if you call a woman a jackass, that's wrong. It should be Jenny.
I'd be like, no, I'm a Jenny. You're an ass.
Sorry. Yeah. Excuse me, but I am a Jenny.
I'm a Jenny and you're the ass. There you go.
Donkeys are a...
Yeah, because all the way back to Bible times. That's what they're celebrating
asses.
So...
And let's see, donkeys are a beautiful pet to have, and they come with a lot of benefits. They can be used for riding, working on farms, guarding livestock, or just being your best friend. But
aren't
before
they sweet?
You get...
No.
Huh?
Are what? They sweet? I thought they were kind of nice. Are they nice animals?
Well, I mean, let's go on. But before you get one, there are some things you should know about them.
Here are
14 things you know. Things to know about them before you get one. Okay. What is the difference between a donkey and a mule? Donkeys are domesticated asses who have been bred for centuries and become their own species. A mule is a hybrid of a male donkey and a female horse. Unlike donkeys, mules are sterile and can't have any offspring of their own. Mules are also known for their impressive strength. Now, funny thing about mules is if you see Westerns today, where at Westerns they always have, you know, everybody riding around on horses. Uh-huh. That's not generally true. A lot of the things, instead of horses, people rode a lot of mules. They rode mules instead of donkeys. Interesting. What two animals make a donkey? Since donkeys are their own species, you simply need a male and female donkey to make a new donkey. Many farmers and animal husbandry specialists will call a male a jackass and a female a jetty ass, but they're both members of the same species. Originally, wild equines, were probably captured to produce an animal that somewhat resembles a modern donkey. These creatures were bred over a long period of time to produce a kind of domestic donkeys that you can breed today. Why is a donkey called a jackass? Male donkeys are jackasses. They like telling you that. Donkeys belong to a family of animals called asses. Yeah, we heard that, which is the term that comes from.
Hi, Mama Tracy.
Jack is used to referring to the animal's gender. Females are known as jennies. While these terms might sound pretty funny to most people, the term ass actually isn't an insult at all. It got confused with the word arse, A-R-S-E, which refers to the animal's hindquarters. I mean, it's an official word. Donkeys can reproduce. Do donkeys make good pets? Here you go, DJ.
Okay.
As long as you have enough room for them, they are prepared to put work into a relationship you have with your animals. Donkeys can make excellent pets. They're relatively energetic, even though they've been stereotyped to have a stubborn demeanor. Depending on you raise your donkey, you may even be able to use it as a beast of burden. Don't ever push your donkey too far, however, because it is still a living animal. Yeah, okay. What are donkeys good for? Some people ride donkeys, but they're best known for their ability to pull carts. On non-mechanicalized farms, they're the most common beast of burdens for pulling plows and that kind of stuff, I guess. Since they tend to be quite mellow, donkeys make decent companion animals. Oh, great. Now we're going to bring them on the plains. They're also good for keeping down lawn growth. They're a lawnmower. Though they shouldn't be allowed to eat excessive amounts of rich grass. It isn't bad for their digestive. It says that they can learn at the same rate as dogs and dolphins.
That makes them extremely intelligent animals
who can learn from experience and hold onto new skills for a long time. A skilled handler can teach donkeys tricks, but more practically, they can teach donkeys to perform a wide array of useful tasks on the farms. Okay. I'm trying to see. Are donkeys friendly? Despite many of the stereotypes surrounding them, donkeys can be quite friendly if socialized properly. Introducing yourself to a new donkey while speaking in a slow voice is a good way to assure you you'll make friends. Is that why you talk to me soft and slowly, Dina Jo?
Oh, man. You found out my secret. And that's why I come at you on the side so you can see me, since horses and donkeys can only see from the side and not from the front. I always come at the side so I don't scare you.
Oh, and this is serious. You don't put your hand above the donkey's snout. until you know them well. Donkeys might take this as a sign of aggression. Oh, otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So just like if you're going up to a dog, you don't know, you're not supposed to put your hand out. You're supposed to, you know, stand there and
yeah,
talk to the owner. Can I pet your dog or whatever? And you let them smell you. You don't just go and touch it.
I was trying to find this thing where they say that they're, you know, well, if you can train them like a dog, I mean, I imagine they'd be good around kids, you know, if you train it right. I don't know. There you go.
They protect livestock.
Yeah, they could use it.
A kid is livestock.
Exactly. That's exactly
right. It's alive.
Kids are livestock. Exactly. Exactly.
You have it outside, you know, it'd be protected.
Yeah. So get you a donkey. Get you a little donkey. Have him running around in your yard. He'll keep the grass down. He'll be a good watchdog. Yeah, there you go. I can't believe it. So there we are. There's our lesson on donkeys. Donkeys. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hi. Boy, we just jumped right into that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Jumped right into donkeys.
Well, we had to explain why we were calling people asses. Well, we weren't calling anybody an ass. We were referring, you know, the people in the world.
So actually, I mean, you know, being called an ass is almost kind of a compliment. Oh, well, thank you.
Say that.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, because donkeys are smart animals, and they're, you know, they do what they do, and they're good at it, and they're reliable livestock. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Ain't that something? So there you go. There's a little history on donkeys. So what do you got? Since we're on to subject of days, what other days do you got, Joe? What other days are there?
Let's see. Hi, Lou Rock, welcome. It is National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Your donkey?
Dress up your ass if you have one. He might like to be dressed up.
Or this would sound more along the lines of cats and dogs.
Yes, that's what they have a picture of. Exactly. You're right,
Eric. And I've seen cats and dogs dressed up before.
Oh, yeah. Like this little one has glasses on. I've seen that. This little one looks like Harry Potter, in fact. He's got a cape. Really? He's got the striped tie. He's got little Harry Potter glasses. He looks like a little professor. He's cute. He looks very smart. Ooh, this day sounds really good. National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Hot pastrami sandwich day.
Yeah. Mmm. Yummy. Yeah. I told you last year was the first time I've had one in probably, I don't know, 17, 18 years, because I had gotten, hi Cubella, I got food poisoning so bad off of pastrami sandwich that the smell of it just made me so sick. I had to stay away from it. I couldn't even stand the smell of it. So last year was the first time I actually tried one. Remember, I went and got it. It was so good.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so expensive and it was so good.
Really? It was spendy, huh?
Oh yeah. It was at, because the only place that I thought if I'm going to have a pastrami sandwich, I want good pastrami. So there was two Jewish delis on this one street. And so I went to the first one I saw. And yeah, it was pretty expensive. It was close to $20.
Really?
Yep. It was
right
big.
Right up there with the Pimax at Wendy's.
Yeah, it was really super good. It was big, you know. So, I mean, it made two meals, so I guess it kind of is good. So, yeah, it was delicious. So,
I've never really quite understood what pastrami is. It's a
corned beef.
It is corned beef.
Yeah.
Hi, Xavier. It's how it's prepared. Really spicy or something? It must be how it's prepared.
Correct.
Right?
And it's the cut of the meat, too. Mr. T, if Mr. T is in here, I thought he came in. There's two cuts, and the one cut is specifically for the pastrami. And then it's brined, I believe. Huh. I could be wrong, but it sounds
T-bone. T-bone, if you hear us, tell us about Pastrami. Is it pastrami? Yeah.
Yeah, pastrami. What cut? Yeah. It's the different cuts of corned beef, I believe.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Anyway, pastrami day.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't know if I've even had one, because what was that sandwich I was saying I never had and I went and got? It was a Philly cheese.
Philly cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak. That's what I had.
Yeah, you had a Philly cheesesteak and now I can't think of the name of the Italian. Cologne. You had.
Come on. Philly, you can do it.
What is the name of that Italian dessert? I'm just
come on.
I'm right? I'm close to it. Hi, Mr. A.
Cannoli.
That's it. Thank you, Brita. I'm like, I know I'm close. Yeah. And that was, I thought that was the weirdest combination of Philly cheesesteak and cannoli, because you didn't have either one of them before.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. T says pastrami is commonly made out of brisket. So when you buy it, so if I went to Costco and bought pastrami, does Costco make the pastrami, or do they buy it already cooked and all that stuff from a different source? Interesting.
You can buy it different ways.
I bet you
beef, brisket, sometimes lamb. Huh. Where did I hear it was? Oh, light corned beef pastrami was originally created as a way to preserve meat. Maybe that's how I got it mixed up. It is, beef, brisket, sometimes lamb or turkey. Well, that turkey, pastrami's. No, don't do that.
So it's the spices, really. It's the spices. I mean, you could have turkey, lamb, pastrami, because I've seen that. I've seen turkey pastrami.
Yeah, you don't want to eat turkey
pastrami. And it's just what I'm getting at is it's obviously just all in the spices. And, you know, a lot of that stuff, like Dee was saying, is that it was originally for preserving the meat, because they didn't have refrigerators.
Yes.
You know, so they'd salt it and they'd do all the spices and that kind of stuff to preserve it, to keep it from going bad. I believe that. I'm going to have to get me some pastrami. Let's see. Rubens. Shannon Lynn says Rubens. No, see, Grammy loves Rubens.
Yeah, that's pastrami. And I'm responding. I think, is it pastrami with sauerkraut on rye bread and stuff?
I don't know.
Let's see. Where was she at? Did she say what it was?
Hi, Massimo Beefy. And I totally destroyed your name. Sorry, but it's good to see you. Welcome, everybody. Hey, welcome to the show. Glad to see you. Hit that follow button. We are within 20 followers of hitting our goal of 2,000 followers.
Oh,
so if you can, help us out. Hit that follow button. If you're listening to the show later on a download, we appreciate you downloading the show. You can also hit that follow button and help us reach 2,000 followers. We're really close. So what are you looking up, Dina Jo?
Oh, pastrami is commonly made out of brisket. Yeah, Mr. T said the same thing. Oh, I was looking to see, you said Shannon said something about
a Reuben.
Oh, a Reuben. Oh, she said with Swiss too. So yes, okay. So it was pastrami on rye with sauerkraut and Swiss and probably mustard. They always put mustard with pastrami. Is that a normal thing to always do?
You put mustard with anything.
Well, yeah, I agree, but lot of places. But I believe they usually put mustard with pastrami. Anyway, I don't know. Oh, Thousand Island dressing. Okay.
Thousand Island dressing, yeah.
Oh, no.
Sure. Just think of it as, you don't like
man, mayonnaise. Those sandwiches are so huge. I swear, like, they just showed a picture of it. And you go to a Jewish deli and they give you portions that are just, this sandwich is exactly what it feels like a pound of meat on two slices. It's like, oh, there's the bread, these little teeny slices of bread, and these mountains of pastrami. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, everybody.
You need to look for Jewish, like a little Jewish place around by where you work, live, old man, and see if you can find one. And
all right, everybody, let's get out there. Sandwich. Let's get out there and have us some pastrami sandwiches this weekend. This is the pastrami sandwich weekend, and then we'll listen. We will expect to have reports back on Monday. Yeah.
It says that the brine, it says it's cured in a brine that's coated with spices such as garlic, coriander, black pepper, paprika, cloves, allspice, and mustard seed. I see a lot of pepper in it.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yummy.
Well, we might have to do that today.
We're all learning about pastrami.
We might have to do that today, me and Grammy. Go look for a pastrami sandwich someplace. But what is it? So why do you say Jewish? Is it related? Is it some kind? Is it a Jewish? Is it a Jewish sandwich?
Well, I don't know. It's
is it kosher?
Look back in here. Most of them are kosher. Yeah, that they make, and then they give you such huge portions of it. So yeah, it's this classic Jewish. Yeah, every time I read it, it's Jewish, Jewish, Jewish. So yeah, I think it. Tronkhead says yes, it is kosher.
All right, I'm on a mission. Pastrami sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Sounds well, when I was on that thing about the Philly cheesesteak sandwich, you know, Grammy found that little hole in the wall.
Yes.
Sandwich place that made them, you know, and she bought me one. And that, and they also made cannolis.
Cannolis, I know, which is so weird.
Yeah, I know. That was, it was kind of weird. Man,
but you PWN knocked them off, both of them off both times. Yep.
Man. All right,
well, it is also National Cesarean Day for any of you women out there that have had to go through that in childbirth.
Why would they make a day out of that?
Because more power to you. I don't know. They felt sorry for all of us and they said, here's a day for you.
Well, I know, but I mean, you know, I guess. I don't know.
Here's your,
but I mean,
here's your trophy day. All right. That's what I want to remember is that day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, why would they make a day out of that? Hey, today's got your appendicitis day.
Appendicitis day. Well, I tell you, somebody complained. I'm sure that they, you know, I went through the pain of the cesarean and nobody has a day for me. So I guess that's why they made it.
I want a day.
I know, right? Exactly.
And you know, I broke my femur. You know, I broke big bone, my femur. I want to break your femur day.
Okay. Please, yes, please give me a trophy.
All right, here you go.
All right, okay. We already went over the asses day. We talked about that earlier. this day I don't understand, being it January 14th. International Fly a Kite Day.
Oh man, I used to flying a kite when I was a kid.
Me too, but don't you think it would be better set in like late spring, early summer for that day? When you're out at the park, in between snow. Oh, the snow's coming. Let's go fly a kite.
I think it would hinge on, I don't know, what are the winds like? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what the winds are like. But, yeah, I mean, who wants to be out like here? Who wants to go to the coast in the state of Washington
freezing.
In winter where the wind coming off the ocean is freezing you trying to fly a kite? I don't know.
Yeah, not me. Hi, Regina.
There was a time when we were little kids where we were into flying kites. And, you know, there would be a time. Yeah, there was a certain time of the year in Tucson when it would be really windy. And man, we'd be cranking them kites out, the whole neighborhood. We'd have kites up here like crazy. And we would, you know, we'd always be tying another spool of string to it. We could see how far we could get that kite, you know, up in the air. And I remember, man, them kites would be like little specks in the air. We'd have them up so high. And it would just like, and then all of a sudden the string would break. It'd break and you'd see your kite. No, you know. Oh man! But it was relatively inexpensive. We'd go like to the 7-Eleven and go up to the 7-Eleven and buy a kite. You know, you buy a kite, you come home, you string it. You know, yeah, you had to assemble it yourself, put it together, find your string. Oh, yeah. You get that kite up in the air, put your tail on it. That was a lot of fun flying kites.
It was.
I always admired those people that could fly box kites.
Oh, yeah.
Those things looked awesome.
Yeah, how to get them up. Because kites were good once you got them up past a certain – once you got them up and going a certain way, then it was like, okay, it's up in the air. Now it's up in the air. It's not going to come back down.
Right,
but those box ones were like, how in the world did they do that?
I still don't know how they get box kites up in the air.
Yeah.
I really don't. You know, but it's fun. Like here, like I said, in the Oregon coast, you go to the Oregon coast and it's fun watching all the people out there with those kites. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pretty fancy kites,
oh,
you
I
know,
bet. They're pretty up there, they're expensive. Long pants,
colorful, you got the drag big, you know, I've seen people with big dragons up in the air, you know, and they know how to work and they're like, they like got two strings on them, you know, so they can, they can make them dive and move and jet around.
I
in
remember
the sky.
Seeing those in San Francisco, the big dragon ones.
Man, this is that's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. Yeah. He's asking you a question. If you ever found your kite after your string broke.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'd go running out in the desert, you know, out in the big fields, and be looking for it. A bunch of us would be out there running around, and then you'd hear somebody, "Here it is! I found it!" You know. And you always felt like, yes, I found it, you know. Yeah, it would be fun. It was fun. It was fun. We had so much fun as a kid. It's just, you know, and we didn't have any electronics. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, I know.
It's just like
Danger Rage, welcome. Nice to see you again. It is also, hi, John Gale, National Organize Your House Day.
Morning, John. Morning.
Wow. Hey, I want to, before you get going, I want to give a congratulations to John Gale. He's in this group on Twitter, Good Pods, and he moved up the ladder on some of those things. And he's he moved up the ladder on the political podcasts and conservative podcasts. And I think he gained second place in one and he gained 17th in another one. And
good job.
Way to go, John. Congrats, man. Good job. Good job. And for, you know, being relatively a young podcast on Podbean, that's great. So we want to give you a shout out, Johnny.
Thank you. Good job. Thanks good for letting job, us but... know. I'm not on that Twitter, so I don't know all that stuff that goes on with all the little pod. You said there's like a whole pod groups on there.
There's so many different things.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, there's so many things that you can join as a pod. This podcasting thing has gotten so big. I mean, it's just, it's huge. It's really huge. And, you know, good job, John. Good job.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be able to congratulate other people. That's how we should be. We shouldn't be all persnickety and be like, congratulations, John. Have to support people. Just like I was saying the other day, women, we need to support each other. There's just too many women out there that just, and it's like, whoa, back up, kitty cat.
I know. We need to pat people and get back to patting people on the back, you know? Mm-hmm. And saying, you know, congratulations, good job, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't take any energy at all to say to tell someone.
Hi, BP49.
Congratulations, you know.
No, it doesn't.
But,
some people they get, they get their, their little panties in a twist.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. They see people doing good, and it's like, oh, well, what are they doing good for?
It wasn't meant to be for you.
It's all about having fun.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be for you at that moment. So congratulate them. Yeah. Be happy for them. The more that you're happy for people, the more good will come for you. Just be nice, everybody.
Yeah.
So congratulations, John.
Yeah, Johnny. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can call him Johnny, but I do. Yeah. Johnny.
I know.
Some guy. I always worked with, always had auditors visiting me because of my work in quality control and quality assurance. There's always these like people from Boeing and Pratt & Whitney, McDonnell Aircraft coming in, and you know, these auditors coming in, and they were kind of, they were really uppity welcome, people. John. You know, they thought people thought I was uppity, you know, because I was a quality manager. No, I was nothing like company reps. Those guys, I mean, they're just really uppity in that. And this guy comes in and he goes, yes, my name is, hi, I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here for, oh, okay, well, it's good to see you, Mike. You know, and we're going on, and I go, yeah, well, what do you think, Mike? He goes, first off, my name is Michael, and I do not like being called Mike. And I went, oh, well, sorry, Mikey.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a troublemaker.
Yes.
As he turns red and like, ugh.
Yes, I was. You know, and people would try to get, they think they're going to get on me or get back to me by calling me Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, I grew up being called Jimmy my whole life. It doesn't bother me at all. You know, they call me, they say, my brothers and sisters still call me Jimmy. I'm 68 years old. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, Penny? Big Penny and Kathy, Robin, you know. Yeah. So I don't know. I was just funny. My name is Michael. All right, Mikey. Well, I'll call you Mikey instead. Anyway, what other days are going on? Kite flying.
Okay. It's National Organize Your Home Day. You didn't think I was going to say that again?
Organize your home a day?
Yeah, not just a room. Organize your home. Get it done.
Well, now see, now there's a thing that's objective, because I remember when we went and visited my mom's sister and our aunt up in, we were on a trip and we went and visited her. We went to her house, our Auntie Lane. Uh-huh. And I remember we walk in her house, and I mean, this thing is just like, you would look at it and your first impression would be, well, this place is just a mess. It looks like a hand grenade went off inside her. You know, she had two kids, three kids, something like that. And they're just, you know, the house is, you know, with kids in it. And I remember I heard my mom say, Elaine, you've got to organize your house and get it clean. I mean, you need to clean this place up. It looks like a bomb went off in here. And I remember my Aunt Elaine, who is the younger of the sisters, she looked at my mom and she goes, oh, come on, Bev. My house looks lived in. And I went, yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. So after that, my mom would come in and go, you need to clean up this room. It's a mess. It just looks lived in, Ma.
Hi, I will say welcome.
It looks lived in, Ma. She didn't like that at all. Did not like that at all. But I mean, it's all okay. Like, you know, it might very well be well organized. You know where everything's at. Hi, Starshine Maintenance. It might be you got everything where you want it. You know where everything's at. And somebody else would come in and think it's unorganized. That's not true. I've seen people whose desks are just, I mean, there's papers stacked everywhere. It looks like a real mess, you know. And you say, hey, remember that invoice we had from, you know, a couple of weeks ago? You know, that invoice on that stuff we bought. Do you know, remember what I'm talking about? You know where that is? Yeah, it's right here. They shuffle through and boom, there it is. They know where stuff is.
Have a good day.
So it depends on what you mean by organized, you know. It might be organized to you, but somebody else will think it's unorganized. You know? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, yeah. Dina Jo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally.
So organize your house. Well, then maybe it is organized. Who are you to say what's not?
Yeah, if you know where things are, if you have to find something and it's a mess and you know where it's at, all right.
That's organized.
More power to you.
Yeah, that's organized.
You know?
Now, see, I wasn't like that. I could not stand a cluttered desk. I had to have my desk organized.
Yeah.
I had to have it straightened up, you know. Uh-huh. I couldn't be like these other people, you know. But yeah. I think it's more important that your life is organized than your house.
Or that you're happy, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. If you're happy living in it, and like I said, you can find what you need and it doesn't stress you out if you have to go out the door and you can't find something because your house is a mess, then, you know, that's cool. Go for it. It's your house.
Exactly. Exactly. Kubella says disorganization. Yeah, that's makes how
me too, kind of. But that's my house too. You know what I mean? That's how my space is. That's how I have to be able to find something. If it's everything that's has to do with that thing is all in one place. You know what
you
I mean?
You organize it. Yeah. You organize it according to you. You know, according to you, mm-hmm. how you like things structured.
Yeah.
You know, I know Grammy always looks around. She goes, I need to straighten this place up. It's such a mess. I can't. I go, why?
Welcome back, D.
It's fine. You know, it's fine. I just want my toilet paper put on. Is it that hard? Hey, I hear you, Sunshine Maintenance. Yeah, I remember when we were growing up. I mean, you know, the kids. Or raising our kids. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Can't you
check out Tuttle's comment.
You with Tuttle's comment. You see that the toilet paper is coming low, you know, get another roll in the batter's box. Get it in the, you know, in the up coming up, you know. What does Tuttle say?
Q's house looks like a page of Modern Living magazine. It always looks so clean and nice.
Oh, that's how Big Penny's house is. Big Penny's house looks like something out of Homes and Garden. I mean, everything's immaculate. It's perfect. Yeah.
Not mine. Yeah. I live with two guys.
And it makes – I always go in there and I'll take one of the pillows on the couch and I'll throw it. I'll throw it someplace, put it on the floor. There. There. Now I feel at home. Yeah. But let's see. What were you talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, little things like – oh, you know another one? You know another one? Paper towels. I used to hate it when there'd be no paper towels. Where's the paper? Who used the last paper towel and didn't put a new roll? Come on!
Welcome, HGQ. Welcome.
It's like drinking juice or milk or whatever in the refrigerator and you leave a little tiny half swallow in there so you don't have to get a new one, you know? Yeah, toothpaste tube push from the bottom or the middle. Oh, we got the little toothpaste. We got those little toothpaste roll up things. You put your end in it.
I haven't seen those in such a long time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I peel my paper towels in half so they last longer. You know, you can buy them now that they do that. You can buy them so they break off.
They're little sheets.
Yeah.
In fact, those are the ones I seem to grab. I just grab Sparkle, and I don't even notice it, but I bring them home, and they're all like those little half sheets. They're just little half sheets.
And then when you want a full sheet, it never breaks there. It always breaks in the half. Dang, I want a whole one. Come on.
I want one whole one. I want two.
Yeah, one
two
whole
together.
One, not a half. Hey, let me ask you a question. So is it just me, or do paper towels all of a sudden aren't quite as absorbent as they used to be?
Oh, got you, Tuttles. What did you now? You said our paper towels
are not as absorbent as they used to be.
It depends on which brand you buy.
Jeez.
If they are or they're not, because those little Sparkle ones are very thick. But he was saying he not halfway that way. He like takes it apart so that it's. The sheets.
Oh, he turns a two ply into a one ply. I got you.
Hi, Jimbo.
Yeah, but are they absorbent? I mean, that's what I get. I mean, I grab a paper towel to sop up some water on the counter. Upper.
I'm with you, BP.
I get a paper towel to wipe up some water on the counter, and it doesn't absorb the water. It just pushes the water around. Mm. You know, I mean, come on, things just don't.
Well, that's why you're supposed to use a cloth one. So then, you know, at like the end of the week, then you wash all those cloth ones and supposedly you save so much paper towels.
Oh, man. I just want something that sucks up the coffee that I spill on the counter, you know? I just want something that's going to clean up the mess. Man. I don't
know. Yeah, tea towels. I love tea towels. They're nice. Yeah, what and then you have to wash them. Tea towels. They're like a thinner, longer.
You know, I have no problem with stuff like that. I don't care what they are, as long as it sops it up.
Yeah.
I want it to sop up the mess, you know. All right, what else is there?
Well, it is actually National Ratification Day.
Ratification Day.
Huh. Ratification Day. On Ratification Day, on January 14th, the United States commemorates the ratification of the Treaty of Paris by the Confederation Congress, which ended the Revolutionary War and established America as an independent nation.
Whoa. Okay.
So right. I kind of remember hearing about this, but yeah.
Yeah.
This was long a road between the conclusion of the Revolutionary War's hostilities and this day, and the treaty still needed approval in Paris after Ratification Day, but it was on this day that the United States Congress officially declared the war to be over.
You know, France was a big supporter of America's independence. And we got a lot of our war supplies in that from the French that ship stuff to us and all that stuff. And do you know why? Do you know why, Dina Jo? Do you know why we had such support from the French?
Because we helped them?
No, because they hated the British.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did. They hated the British.
Oh,
my pen just ran out of ink. My pen just ran out of ink. Dang,
man.
Shake it.
Maybe yeah. A little bit of it out.
Yeah. So that's why. That's why they were the first to sign the treaty, because it was their way of just thumbing their nose to the British.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm like you, John Gale. I love history. It's not working, Dina Jo.
No, shake it. Well, don't you have another pin on your desk? I have about 50.
No, I don't. I have a pencil.
Oh, my word.
I got a pencil here. I got a mechanical pencil. I'll have to use that instead. I'm just not organized.
No. You need to have a couple more pins on your desk there, old man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we have one more day today.
What is it?
Take your missionary to lunch day. I don't know that I know one.
A missionary?
Yeah. Take a missionary to lunch day.
I don't know. That I don't even know what that means. A missionary? I don't have a missionary.
You don't even know what that means.
All right, whatever.
A missionary. You don't know what a missionary is? They go around and they preach the gospel to different nations.
Oh, yeah, I know what a missionary is. I'm just saying I don't know any missionaries. So
We need some missionaries out here nowadays, but I think they're all out somewhere else. They're all in other nations, usually, right?
Isn't that? Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I have no idea. So I don't. Yeah, if you know a missionary, take them to lunch today.
Take a missionary to lunch today. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's it.
What I just said, John. Exactly. Yep. That's it. That's it for today.
I was looking at. I was looking at some weird laws because the Supreme Court just did a. You know, they just working, passing and talking about laws and this and that.
Mm-hmm,
And I thought, you know, we're full of weird laws, and I think there should be a thing put on Congress for every new law you pass, you have to go back and get rid of some of the old dumb laws that are out there. You know, get them off the books because it just shouldn't, clean up, you know. Let's see. So like this one here, you can't have two kids out of wedlock. That's a law. It's in Mississippi.
I was going to say, what state is that in? Is it in
Mississippi? Now, get this. Okay. What year do you think it was enacted? Just a wild guess. You can't have two kids out of wedlock law.
67.
2013. Are you kidding me? Yeah. 2013. It says this sounds completely.
God, I'm sorry.
It says you can have one illegitimate child. The second one constitutes a misdemeanor punishable by fines or jail time. What is something's wrong with that? I couldn't.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have a weird one. It's illegal to chew gum in Singapore.
What?
Yeah. It's illegal to chew gum.
Oh, that reminds me of, like, haven't seen her from Onyx in a long time, but hopefully he's doing great.
Yeah. Welcome back, Indie Range.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we suffer.
Oh, in Singapore?
Yeah, Onyx does.
Okay. Yeah, don't get caught blowing gum on the streets. Mm-mm-mm.
Now, if you've got a meeting to go to, yeah, and this is another one. You have a meeting to go to, you cannot go to that meeting in a costume. That's the law.
And it's in
North Carolina. North Carolina.
They had people. Oh, my gosh. Now, okay, Duddles, here's what. It says Canadian. Canadian radio stations must play Canadian artists. What does that mean? They only play Canadian artists? That's it?
Yeah, I guess. That's the way I read that.
By law to play Canadian artists on the airway at least 35% of the time, especially during the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Only there that day.
Oh, I forgot, Mama Teresa Bear, that you're out there too.
I like what BP49 said about the Mississippi law. You can't have them out of wedlock, but can you have them with a relative in Mississippi? I'm sorry. I got to do this to you, BP. Oh, man, that's funny. Well, speaking of Canadians in Connecticut.
Canucks.
You know what time it is? It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe. I think we're starting to break into some good music, you know.
I'm shocked.
Come on, really?
I'm shocked. But we're almost through. Hang in, guys. We'll hang in. We will be done by next week for sure. We will be done with the Billboard Hot 100 for 2021. And then we're going to have some more stuff.
Yay! Well, some better songs. This is not our list. We got to put a disclaimer out there.
This is the Billboard Hot 100 list of 2021 for all of you who are new to the podcast or are listening to us on the download. Thank you very much. We are at number 29 on that list of 100. And I have heard of this girl, Kacey Musgraves. She's a country singer. Justified. It says Kacey married fellow country singer Rustin Kelly in October of 2017. But the couple separated on their ways 32 months later over a bed of acoustic guitars and floating synths. Musgraves unpacks the contrasting emotions that come with moving on after divorce. And that is from AJ with Billboard. So here's number 29, Kacey Musgraves with Justified.
It was a fun, strange summer.
Welcome all the new names and the new faces we see in the chat room.
Didn't think of you.
Justified, Kacey Musgraves.
Fall came and I had to move.
There she is.
Moving backwards, hurt comes after.
Alrighty, thanks, Kacey. Kacey Musgraves.
That's okay. Justified. All right, number 28. I've also heard of this girl, but I heard of her when she played. She was featured with this other group, and now I can't think of their name. It's Halsey, if anybody knows which group I'm talking about. Number 28, Halsey, and her song is I Am Not a Woman, I Am God. All right. Halsey fears surrounding pregnancy and motherhood influenced this dark tone of this rock album, although earlier miscarriages were devastating and she longed to be a mother. The process of becoming one wasn't easy for her. That is the reason the album has sort of a horror theme, is because this experience, in a way, was horrifying for me. Oh, Halsey, who gave birth to a baby boy a month before the album release, told Apple Music, "I think everyone has heard me yearn for motherhood for so long, they would expect me to write an album that was full of gratitude. Instead, I was like, no, this crap is so scary and so horrifying. My body's changing. I have no control over anything. Pregnancy for some women is a dream, and for some others is a blanking nightmare. That's the things that nobody else talks about," she says. So here's Halsey, number 28, with "I Am Not Woman, I Am God."
Welcome all the new people. Hit that follow button for us. Ender Rage, Jamie, good to see you, man.
This is "I Am Not a Woman, I am a
God." Welcome, Brother Gabriel. Thank you.
Halsey.
Oh, thank you.
What number was she? What number was her?
That was number 28.
28.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, these guys, I've never heard of them, and they're number 27. It's called Pop Smoke. The song is What You Know About Love. Not right, about love. On. What You Know About Love.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
What? Okay.
This song was acting weird on my
caps.
Okay. So are you ready? Have you read everything about it? Are you ready to go?
No. No. Okay. It's likely Pop Smoke is rapping about Yummy Yellow, who was his girlfriend at the time of his death, a model with the largest social media presence. Yummy Yellow also runs a kids boutique and has a daughter, Alea, from a prior relationship. Here is Pop Smoke, "What You Know About Love."
Huh?
What?
Easy there, Pop Smoke.
Oh, hi, Devin. Welcome.
Shorty go jogging every morning, and she make me breakfast almost every morning. And
she What you know about love?
No A.
What you know about love?
And every weekend, Pop Shorty
smoke.
Coming over.
Pop
Shorty
smoke.
What you know about love, man?
How some of these songs get on this list?
I know. Oh, just wait. We have Bad Bunny next. Let's see what Bad Bunny has to say. He's number 26. Bad Bunny is Yonaguni is a devoted stream of unconsciousness where Bad Bunny talks about his feelings for a woman. She already has a lover, but he does not want that. Does not stop the Puerto Rican artist drunkenly thinking about her. He longs for her affection, to drop her lover and to come with him. So here is Bad Bunny, number 22nd. We're getting lower. With Yonaguni. Gani. Guni.
Bad Bunny. Una noche más.
I'm watching the video. He's sitting in this restaurant eating sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, I love this Latin beat music.
I don't know what he's saying, but I like the beat.
I know, I do too. Yonaguni by Bad Bunny.
Yes. Yeah. It's just the name. It sounds funny. But Tuttles was saying he was a WWE wrestler.
Really? Bad Bunny? Huh.
Bad Bunny.
He doesn't look like a very big guy in this. He doesn't look like a very big guy in video.
When he's sitting down, he's sitting down eating, and was it black and white? I couldn't remember. I'm trying to remember the video.
Yeah, it was kind of a brown. You know how they change the coloring in their videos depending on the mood. Yeah. It looked like a pretty well put together video. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did see him when he was sitting down eating sushi.
Did you see him sitting on the toilet?
No, I did not see him sitting on the toilet. Okay, I would have mentioned it. I would have mentioned
it. We'll save that for another show.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's another one. You guys are going to love this one. Number 25. Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Gevon. Peaches. During the chorus of this breezy R&B pop song, Justin Bieber sings of getting his peaches from Georgia. Whether he's referring to the actual peach or his lovers is the question. A Georgia peach can mean a hot, sweet girl from the state of Georgia, as he also talks about getting his weed from California. It seems Bieber is portraying himself as a hook on someone as hedonistic lifestyle. Here's number 25 with Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Gevon with Peaches.
Peaches. Well, aren't you just a little cute Georgia peach?
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. Oh. I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Can I see you? The way I breathe you in.
Oh, that's peaches.
The texture of your skin.
I haven't heard anything from him in such a long time, so I don't. It sounds like I would know that. I would know that that was just Justin Bieber. It sounds just like him.
I've never heard a lot of Justin Bieber, and I wouldn't have known if that was him or not.
Yeah, I mean his voice. Yeah. You know, it's his voice. So. I didn't hear anybody else. I mean, we couldn't play a lot, but I didn't hear Mr. Daniel Caesar and Mr. Gevon. I hope they're guys, but all right. Nice. All right. Well, number 24 on our list is Glass Animals is the group, and the song is Heat Waves. Heat Waves is about a man who's failing at a romantic relationship. He doesn't feel like he's giving his partner the life that she deserves. It differs from the typical heartbreak song in that all the angst is directed inward. The frontman Dave Bailey never blames or condemns his partner, only himself. Here is number 24, Glass Animals, Heat Waves. Hi, hobo.
Last night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk through. Don't worry, baby, think about you. You know that I have all gone on loose.
Too much care for this. It's too much noise.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June.
This is Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Yeah, there's too much distortion in their sound. I don't really care.
Very
about that.
Bassy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, electronics. That's that electronic music for you. All right.
Okay. Last thing on our list for today. Number 23, the group is called Snail Mail, and the song is called Valentine. Valentine is an explosive reintroduction to the indie singer-songwriter Lindsay Jordan, best known in the music world as Snail Mail. The dynamic opener to her sophomore set of the same name assertively sets the tone of the rest of its runtime. The gentle, eerie production behind its first verse ramps up into a boomastic guitar blasting chorus, preferably complementing Jordan's piercing lyrics of heartbreak and love. Jordan's well executed use of momentum throughout Valentine is an unforgettable track, one that builds so well that as soon as it ends, you want to run it back 100 times again. And that was by EJP with Billboard. Here's Snail Mail number 23 with Valentine.
It was hard to find a clean version of this song.
Oh. No one can see us, honey. Careful in that room. Those parasitic cameras, don't they stop to stare at you? You can't live for us both.
Yeah.
Gotta live and I
snail mail Valentine. I'm gonna snail mail you out of here. Thanks, Valentine.
Oh, or is okay,
the,
see?
Or is Valentine the name of the song? I don't know.
Yeah, Valentine's the name of the song.
Oh, thanks, snail mail. So that what number was that?
23.
Mm-hmm. Man, we'll be done with this list like around Wednesday. Ooh. No booze.
Yay.
Yeah. So we'll be breaking into the top 20 on Monday, and we'll finish it out Tuesday and Wednesday. We have 7 songs a day. Yeah, that'll put us right out there, pretty close. Have to maybe throw a number 8 song in there. Of course, you know, we have to maybe eliminate a few songs because we can't play them because of the language. So we'll see. But we'll be out of here. We'll be out of here. So good job, Dina Joe.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't blame you for the list.
please don't blame me.
Don't blame Dina Joe.
Billboard.
What are we going to do next? You have an idea? What are you going to do next?
I'm trying to get my playlist together off of my Hello in the Bedroom podcast off of my Alexa, but I'm having a little issue trying to find it because they switched something on Amazon. Oh. So I'm trying to find that, but we're going to go back to for this day in music history. We I think it was Troncat who said maybe we could do like the top 10 of each decade too. So that's a thought.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So we'll do all kinds of stuff. We'll look and see what's in the music. I'm sure there's some stuff in there by now.
Yeah. I've seen those lists around, you know, the top songs of, you know,
the 20s, the 30s, 40s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the decade. Yeah. Top songs of the 20s. Yeah. I think we ought to pick a year. I think we ought to pick a year and do it. I think that'd be fun. But anyway, yeah, good deal. All right, good deal.
Thank you.
This is kind of like we'll need something to kind of rinse our mouth with after we get done with this.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is leaving a bad taste.
It is kind of amazing. A lot of us are like, what? Like John just said, wait, that made 23?
I know. That's what
some of them I've never really heard it. But a lot of guys, a lot of people on here, I've heard like Troncat kept like, he didn't like that song. Like, so he's not have heard.
And Mr. T's Kids, Mr. T's mm-hmm. Kids.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, we love music. We'll do another one. We'll come up with another list, you know. Good times. Good mm-hmm. times.
I know.
So what are you going to do this weekend? We got any plans this weekend, Eric? Got any plans for the weekend?
Probably nothing significant. Maybe hang out with a friend.
Oh, okay. There you go. Have a good time. All right. Nina Joe, what about you?
Is that real Michael Key in the chat?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hi, Michael.
Looks like it.
That's him. That's the real one. Hi, Michael. Nice to see you.
What about you, Nina Joe? You got any plans for the weekend?
I would like to finish up this room. You know, get stuff organized and get it finished up and I'll be happy.
You know, sometimes those little projects, they take on a life of their own, you know.
Yes.
Just go on and on and on. But, yeah, but you know what? It's going to be so fun when you get done. You're going to like your area. Post says, I have my area I'm fixing up. Yeah, there you go. You can do videos. Nice. Right.
And she, everybody, that's Holy Poetics, all of her information, write up a little bit. Her holyship.com, her Instagram, TikTok, Facebook pages. You can go there and get your readings done and all kinds of personal things. So, yeah, if you're into that, give her a follow.
Yes, give her a follow. You know, it doesn't I'm one of those people, though, and I don't really care where encouraging words come from. I really don't. I mean, you know, some people, they say, oh, that's bad, or no, don't go. No, I mean, if it's encouraging words, I accept them, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like encouraging words, you know, words that pick you up.
They don't come that often, so if you get them, you know.
Yeah. I need some encouraging words for the Seattle Kraken, I'm telling you what. Gosh, these guys are on a losing streak and they just can't get it going.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of it. They'll want it good enough, hard enough, well, that they'll get out of it, hopefully.
Well, the one thing that I see that's going on, and I don't agree with is, I mean, I don't know anything about their coach personally. I don't know anything about him. I don't know his past and that, but all I can judge it on is what I see during a game. And during a game, he does not show any emotion whatsoever. No emotions. I mean, he looks the same if he's winning or losing.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. A.
What happened?
His mother-in-law passed away. They're having a memorial.
Oh, sorry, Mr. A.
I definitely will.
Our condolences to you and your family.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a sad time. Sad time. But we'll be thinking about you, praying for you guys. Yeah.
Well, and Poetic is sending some words of encouragement too.
Yeah. So this
welcome, Molly.
You know, this coach not showing any emotion, I just don't quite understand, because, you know, how do you expect a team full of high, you know, big egos, full of emotion athletes to perform and to, you know, get fired up for a game or to get motivated if you're not that way? I mean, you know, if they're not playing good, you'd expect the coach to be yelling at them. Come on, get out there, do your, you know, get out there, go. He doesn't do anything. He's just there. It's just quiet. And I'm thinking, that's
weird.
That can't be good for the team. No, because you got to keep those guys' spirits up. You got to keep them, you know, you got to keep them going. You got to keep them motivated. You got to keep them, you know, going hard, you know, and you can't do it if you're just going to, yeah, okay, all right. Oh, we lost our lead. It's all right, guys. Get out there and get it back now. I mean, how's that going to motivate a team? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I told Grammy yesterday. She goes, "Is there a game today?" I go, "Yeah, we're gonna watch him lose at 5:00." Anyway, come on, Kraken. They got a game Saturday. Come on, yeah. The coach has got to get him motivated. I mean, you got a motivator. Give me a coach that yells and screams. Give me a coach that's you know, he's jumping up and down and yelling when he's winning, and then he's down hunched over yelling and screaming when they're not. Give me a coach that shows some emotion. I mean, how's your team going to be even when he debates the refs, you know? I mean, when he debates the ref, you know, he calls the refs over. Yeah, I don't really agree with that call that you made. I don't know what's going on. And I was like, no, come on, man. You know, if you're going to argue with the refs, argue with the refs. Show the team that you're on, you've got their back, you know, that you got their back and you're fighting for them. Yeah, I don't know. It's strange. Somebody made a comment too. Yeah, well, at least they're not, you know, they're not like the Mariners, you know, with the worst team in Seattle's the Mariners. And I'm going, well, I don't know. The Kraken have more wins than the Seahawks do. Seattle. Come on, guys.
Come on, wake up.
Thank
you.
I needed to get that off my chest. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. No, that's all right. You don't need to applaud. That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. Thank you. Thank you. You're right. somebody said, the Bears. Hey, speaking of the Bears, where the heck is DeGray at?
Doug Gray. He's working, I'm sure.
Doug, yeah, Gray.
Probably busy. Welcome,
Martin. Hey, Brownie Bird. Good to see you, buddy.
Bomb. Welcome.
But da 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 da. Yeah, I should always have that ready and queued up for when he pops in.
I know.
Oh man. So anyway, we ain't doing anything this weekend. I don't think so. I don't know what the weather's going to be. Is it going to rain? Oh, I don't know. It looks kind of
He's going to send you some tacos, and the tacos he was eating the other day looked so good. Oh, my gosh. They looked so good. They were breakfast tacos, and they had, like, looked like a poached egg on each one of them, and they just – did you see them on Instagram?
No. I haven't been on it. I haven't been on it yet, so I haven't seen it. But yeah. Oh.
They look delicious.
Grammy made a big old plate of bacon yesterday.
Ooh.
She must have cooked up a pound of bacon. She goes, I'm making bacon. Okay. All right. So she makes, I go out there and there's some in the plate. And I go, oh, okay. She goes, oh, no, there's more coming. Then I walk by again to grab a piece. There's more. There's more. There's more.
Oh, my.
There's just a big old pile of bacon. She goes, I'm cooking it all. She cooked all this bacon. So, it's just sitting out on the counter. So as you walk by, you just grab a piece of bacon, you know, and you munch on it. That's fun. Then she goes,
are you ready for something? That's an appetizer.
Are you ready for something? Are you ready for some dinner or something? Yeah, sure. So she makes me a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Oh, man.
With a side of bacon?
With a side of bacon. No, as a matter of fact, no. No. Man, but we love bacon here. And there's still some left. We didn't eat it all.
Oh, I mean, sounds good, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done like brown sugar and you sprinkle cinnamon in it. And so, and then you kind of mix that mixture up. And then when you get your slices of bacon, you kind of press it on that mixture. And then you twist your bacon and put it on the sheet in the oven and bake it. And it gets like that caramelized yumminess.
Oh, yeah. That's some good stuff.
Good. Like candied bacon. Oh, my word. But pepper sounds delicious. I love pepper. So that sounds really good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I like bacon on the smoker. Never done
bacon on a smoker? Never thought of that. Huh.
Smoked bacon is
the best.
My goodness. Now we're going to have to go get bacon.
Bacon. She bought a bunch of bacon at the store. She said she couldn't find it for the longest time. She couldn't find any bacon. So she found some and she comes home with just two big old packages of bacon.
It's spectacular. Inexpensive. Everything is so expensive now. Well, we won't get into that right now. But
yeah, it is.
Wow, everything. It's expensive.
But there's some things you just pay the price for.
Yeah.
And bacon's
good. You know, I want to try to make that pork belly, the pork belly, and you cut it into cubes. And what is that called? I just put my computer down.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they're thick and burnt ends. Thank you, Mr. T. Oh, Mr. T's here. Thank you, Mr. T. Oh, so good. Burnt ends.
Yeah, because it's just a big chunk of bacon that hasn't been sliced up, and you cut off little chunks, right?
Oh, they're the best. Yeah, and they smoke them, or they get them all crispy. They get them real crispy a lot of places. Oh, they look so good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never tried them. I want to try them, but they look delicious.
Grammy buys this. She gets this thing at the sushi place to eat, and it's got that. Burnt ends in it. She asked him for the recipe on how to make it, but she never was able to get it because the cook took off or something. But anyway, yeah, and it looks so delicious in that soup. It's a soup she gets. It's a ramen soup thing she gets, and it's cooked and put in there. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before. Like the, is it pho? 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 Sometimes they have pho and they put it in pho. Mm-hmm.
Could be. I don't know.
And ramen too. Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, yummy.
I think we're heading up there today. I think we're heading up there.
Oh, you're going up to the casinos?
Heading up there for some sushi. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
It's almost like Fridays. Fridays are turning into our sushi day. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you guys be safe and have fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's because it's so far away, we can only do it once a week. Yeah, it's only 15 miles up the road.
Yeah.
15 miles. 15 minutes, we're at the casino eating sushi. Yeah, buddy. That's good stuff. Oh, but let's see. It's 46 degrees here already in Vancouver. The sun looks like it's trying to break through the light cloudiness that we have here. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. Don't look like it's raining. So hopefully it's going to be a good weekend. I can get out in the yard and do some clean up some of the debris. I didn't make it out there yesterday because I was buying equipment. I was buying more equipment for my podcast stuff. Yeah. Talking to some guys about some cables and – learning. I'm learning about cables. I didn't know that cables had to be balanced. I didn't know that this the inputs and the outputs had to be balanced. I thought you just plug things in and you go. And the guy goes, no. That's how you ruin things. That's just how it goes. So got some new equipment coming. It should be a lot of fun. Get out there and learn. We need to learn. Continue to learn. Learn. You got to learn stuff. Get that brain working. Get that gray matter stirred up. Get it going. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. We got places to go, people to see. We got to get out of here. It's Friday. Tomorrow's the weekend. Have a great weekend ahead of you. And just have a good time. Eric, you got some shows you want to plug?
Well, coming up on Podbean, you've got John DeVito doing shows today and tomorrow next week. You've also got the John Gill program. He goes live at 5 p.m. Eastern time. This Swap Doesn't Lie at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The Beans and Weenie show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, Shannon Lynn will be doing her music show at 10:30
p.m. Yeah, I gave her Eastern a time.
Yep. And, of course, the, you know, Benny with the Podfather show and the dude Sean and maybe a poetic decides to surprise us with an impromptu holy shift. And hopefully she'll check out the Only Crazy Ladies Tarot Tuesday show and the It's Doomsday podcast and the Ralph William podcast returns next week and many more great friends. And see you around Podbean. Have a great weekend. And if Frankie D doesn't go live today, he'll be back next week.
Hey, everybody, hit that follow button before you get out of here today. Appreciate it, all you new
Hi,
people.
Paul,
we're seeing
here
there.
To you. Bye, you John.
Hey, and chance to pop into John Gale's show and give him some follows and give him some likes.
In the rain,
yeah, let's help him stay above and keep growing on that leaderboard that he's on.
Turn it off. See you later.
Poe, say hi to little Poe for
Star
us.
Maintenance.
Starship Maintenance, yes. Thanks for stopping in. Ender Rage, thanks for coming in. Just appreciate all you guys coming in and spending your time with us, having fun. Jimbo, thanks, Jimbo. Caps, good to see you, buddy. All right, and you know what that means. It's time for a final word from our queen of Funville, Dina J.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. We so appreciate you guys so much for being there with us. We love you. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Kiss a maniac, Dina Joe. Kiss a maniac.
Yeah.
Get out there and have yourself a pastrami sandwich and have some bacon. Just get some bacon.
Bacon.
Hey, blockchain. Thanks for stopping in. You caught us at the end. We're out of here.
Give us a follow, blockchain.
Oh, pastrami sandwich.
Give us a follow, everybody. And yeah. Hey, don't be shy. If you've got a podcast out there and you're in our chat room, and you see that the old man does not follow you, let me know. Let me know, and I'll give you a follow.
We'll all follow you, and we'll promote you, too.
Yeah, we'll promote you, get your follow and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Thank you,
and
Star
check
Shine.
Out the Holy Shift on TikTok as well.
Oh, there she is right there.
There's all her info. Check her out. Our music's done. We're out of here. And welcome, everybody, and have a great day. Hit that follow button.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you
Get out there and have some bacon. Eat some bacon. Later, Gators.